This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
On this edition of Traveling the Bluegrass Sun Cub, we talk with Gary Wayne Cox, who manages the Big Sandy Regional Airport in Martin County, about numerous tourism opportunities in the mountains of eastern Kentucky.
Well, this is a general aviation airport sponsored by the state of Kentucky and the federal government, FAA. It's a based airport. And it's just an airport where people traveling crisscross in the United States stop in to get fuel and go on their way. We get people from all over the country every year. Some days we get little business, some days we get a lot of business. And when you run an airport, you never really know what that day is going to be like every day.
Something you've really developed here in the last few months, actually. Tell us about the side-by-sides and what you're doing out here on the mountains with those.
Well, last year during all the COVID things going on in the world and business being real slow, I talked my wife into going over there and looking at some side-by-sides. Here in eastern Kentucky, it is very popular. People like to ride in the creeks and the hollers and the mountaintops and things like that. And I talked her into looking at them first. And we decided to buy one. And we started taking me and her and our grandchildren on rides. After doing that, several times and seeing nature up close like that, seeing these beautiful mountaintops and all these different creeks and things like that, I told my wife, we have a restaurant here at the airport called the Cloud Nine Cafe, and people fly down here from Columbus on a Saturday or a Sunday, or just like this past Sunday, I had 7 airplanes from Zanesville, Ohio, in a group came down here to eat at the restaurant. They brought a total of 20 people. Wow. And I'm glad they came before the church crowd got here.
Right.
But I told her, I said, what we're seeing, I know people that live in flatland, Indianapolis, Columbus, Dayton, Ohio. I said, these people fly down here just to eat a hamburger.
Right.
They would love to come down here and see what I'm seeing right now. I'm going to start a new business. And I said, I'm going to advertise mostly just to the aviation community. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to offer escorted side-by-side rides through these valleys and stuff like I'm seeing. So started doing that a year ago. Today I just did my 36th ride with 4 people from Georgia, northern Georgia, near Stone Mountains where they lived at. And they were staying at Jenny Wiley State Park, come up here to eat at the restaurant. And asked me if I could do a ride with them, and I said, yeah, we'll do one today. And it was an absolutely beautiful day to do it, and we really had a good time.
So what do people see on the ride with you?
Well, first of all, you go across reclaimed surface mines. Mm-hmm. This Martin County was one of the most heavily mined counties in the entire state. Mm-hmm. Back in the 70s and 80s. And now there's practically no coal mining going on in Martin County. I actually don't know of a single coal mine that's operating right now. There may be. But the coal industry's gone. Eastern Kentucky has lost its coal industry. And that's not coming back. So we have to find something to replace that. And I really believe tourism is what can replace it. And what we see is reclaimed surface mines. We also see creeks as it looks the same way they did when the Indians were running wild in eastern Kentucky and things like that. So you go from really two diverse worlds, mm-hmm. places that's never been disturbed and looks beautiful, to places that's been totally transformed and they look beautiful as well, just like this airport. This airport would not be possible in eastern Kentucky if it wasn't for surface mining, because there's not enough level land in eastern Kentucky to put a 5,000-foot runway. And everybody that comes here on top of this mountain thinks this is a beautiful, beautiful place.
It is.
And a lot of people have no idea this is a surface mine.
Really?
It was a surface mine. Uh-huh. And it was a surface mine back in the airport was built in 1984. And most of the mining land that I'm taking people to and touring was, they finished mining back in the mid-90s. Uh-huh. And it's now grown up with, you see wild horses, you see elk. You see a deer, wild turkey today. We saw a lot of wild turkey on this ride. And it's really something unique to see.
Our guest today, Gary Wayne Cox from the Big Sandy Regional Airport in Martin County. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.